this man is unemployed and if he engages in a plowing, will he do that?
I don't think so. That's too hard. That works. We don't want to work like that. We just want some easy jobs.
That would mean leaving the city.
That would mean they had to leave the city. They don't want to leave the city.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yesterday, that one man in northern New South Wales is willing to sell us a farm. A very big farm up here in the Club Tropics. It'd be a good place for engaging boys like you. We can work in the
our next program is the next farm. Let anyone come to Bulgarian see food and England.
Oh.
It's not that I want to work as a clerk. Produce your own food. I give you ingredients, I give you bread. Work for 5-6 hours and take your food and start television.
Anybody who comes to the farm has to pay to call the four regular customers? It's huge. Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, our main business is to make in Krishna farm.
We have left my little workout
as in London.
There are so many missing, so many factories, so many still unemployed. The how they relieve the mankind. The proposal of Vivekananda to start the mankind.
how they despite of all that men, there are so many suffering humanity, so many unemployment, so much disease, so much death. So what is the meaning of this suffering? You cannot stop it. That is the nature of way. How you can stop the so-called blocking that we are studying the human. Hospital, does it mean that the suffering is reduced? Because the suffering has increased, therefore your number of hospitals has increased. Where is the mitigation? Feeling pain is cold pain. You can't stop it. A very good question. This is the event.
By our technological invention, we can make it here and make the focus.
That is not as curing the suffering.
But it makes us warm.
I think you can, how many men we get heater?
Well, we can make them cheaply so that it's fed to everyone.
You can, but you do not.
But in this country, everyone, all these houses have heaters.
Indeed, why do you think in this country?
Well, so many countries.
Well, that is simply class. Come
on. Well, we accept the suffering is there, but we'll still try to reduce it.
Huh?
We'll try to reduce it, that's all.
Reduce?
By inventing so many things.
That is another class. You have already invented so many things. Where is the investment?
Well, there are less diseases. We're finding so many cures now that...
I don't find less diseases. You're increasing hospitals.
Well, the population
was taking care of the diseased people before no one ever took care of them.
Like in India, for example.
What do you mean take care? What is it? Is that you have to increase hospitals?
Well, that's because the population is increasing. Just like in Australia.
That's what you're supposed to tell you. To increase your what is called? Amnesty?
Yes.
The population increase. The proportion of humanity.
Well, we're taking care of them.
At least we're helping them.
We're taking care of them.
You're taking care of them, but the population increasing, therefore you cannot take care of every one of them.
Oh yes, because we increase our hospitals, therefore we can...
You're increasing and population increasing.
And then we keep increasing according to the population.
Once that is, that is that. There is no question of decrease. Proportionately, we increase the abilities and proportional system.
Just like in some countries, the diseased men, they suffer in the streets. So here we give them a nice place to suffer.
Yeah.
They can suffer in a nice warm hospital.
Well, it's like increasing this cancer. Very comfortable at home, but there is cancer.
But now we have almost got the cure.
My point is that you have so many pain, but the suffering is going. That's it. ignore, doing some diminishing suffering, that they are coming in a divine form. So, the sufferings cannot be stopped at nothing.
But we're learning how to enjoy even the suffering. We're learning how to enjoy the suffering.
Make the best of it.
Best use of a bad bargain.
But then don't say that we shall stop suffering. You can say that.
No, we don't say we can stop it. But we can almost stop it.
Minimize. Nothing. If you are increasing hospitals, why is it minimizing? Or this state is increasing hospitals.
Yeah, well, that's part of the minimization.
Who's got our view?
Actually, some of the hospitals are very nice places. They're very comfortable for the patients, and they enjoy it.
We have experience that it is very comfortable for the patients.
We have experience where the patient doesn't want to leave because there's such nice facilities in our hospital. Color television,
nice
recreation rooms.
Nice. You become present and present.
Just like in our prisons, sometimes the prisoners, they don't want to leave because they don't have to work and they're getting food. They have a bed.
We can teach people how to live with their problems and at the same time learn how to minimize them through technology.
Because there are so many facilities to teach people that you become better, you become cleaner, and you live comfortable. That is very nice. You become cleaner, go to the jail, and live very comfortable.
But in the jail, they can't.
Go to the hospital and live comfortable.
But see,
that is very easy.
They can't cause any trouble in the jail. That is the advantage. Therefore, everyone is comfortable. Because they see that the murderers are locked up. They can't do any harm. That's why everyone is feeling safe. And in the hospital, people similarly, they have some disease. They can't, like in India, the beggars on the street, they should all be in hospitals. But in foreign countries, all those types of people are all in hospitals.
Why do you kill them?
That is voluntary.
One side you have an element for business, another for voluntary suffering. And what is
that? That is a happiness.
Oh, very enjoying
suffering. You are thinking that.
Even the police try to make the hippies get off the street and they say, no, we like it here. We want to stay.
And why you want to minimize that suffering?
No, we will let the hippies lie there, but for the sick people who are...
What is the difference? The hippie lying on the street and in India some patient is lying on the street. What is the difference?
Well, the hippie...
According to the person's desire.
Yes.
He facilitates.
Well, what's the thing? Lying on the street, so let them play. That is your.
Why do you?
And you are paralyzed.
So if they feel pleasure, then we can also let them.
But it is then related.
Yes, according to the person's desire.
We just want to see that everyone is happy. And that way we will know that we are pleasing God.
What is
it.
See, this is a difficult. Now, something is happening. The same something exists. What is the standard of happiness? The same something existed for another. One man's food, another man's body. So where is the standard of happiness? What you are thinking is happiness, other person is distress.
That's why we have this modern philosophy that whatever makes you feel good, you should do.
Well, everything is relative. So it's not expected that the same things will please everyone.
Why do you put something as happiness standard? Everything is everything. Yes. Why do you try to put a
we try to simply make the facility, if a person wants to change his
life. Why are so much busy in trying like that? Why you waste your time? You make your own
happiness. That is his happiness. Giving facility to others is what makes me happy.
No, he doesn't want to. He wants to be facility to the hippies. Please come and nice home. You know that?
No, but we don't want to give to the hippies.
Then what is the meaning?
For those who
cannot
want,
give happiness to everyone, about it, for example.
But there are other ways.
There are happiness is continuing. So what is you? What's your response? Because you cannot give happiness to everyone. What you think is happiness, others will not accept. Then when is happiness?
We can give them what they want, and that will make them
happy. One man's wine is
poison.
You give him poison.
And that's not food, the vegan food.
Then what is the standard of your food, of one? And everything is required. Why do you bother?
So we have to draw the line somewhere.
You can do it foolishly. That is another thing. But everything is all right. Poison is all right, and food is all right.
The standard is the person's happiness.
Just like now we have come to the point where the different doctors are thinking very seriously of having this mercy killing passed in the courts. When a person becomes too much diseased, actually he would be happier if he was dead, so why not kill him? That
is contradiction. He kills somebody and he gives life to somebody. There is no standard. Everything is all like that. Why do you bother that this is good? The same good is bad for us.
That's why we have psychiatrists to decide. They analyze the person very carefully and see what is good for him. And completely on a relative basis, they give him description.
What is good for you? I am so busy for the good of others.
About this particular person's happiness, it's seeing that others are happy.
And, happiness is useful for others. And what is you bothering yourself to be happiness?
Because that is what makes me happy.
We understand it is relative, therefore we're working in a relative world.
All right.
advent fully. Let it be again. Everything. Everything is all right, then why do you preach? Stop your preaching. Everything is all right. What is the use of saying this is truth, this is bad? Everything is all right.
Preach that way so that other people will be happy knowing everything is all right.
Now they're thinking everything is not all right, so they're in anxiety. There is a story, one man had written a book, also 10 cows. Cows tending, cows tending, cows tending. One old man, what book you are selling? How to tend the cow. So, I could have said to your mother, she will learn how to tend the cow. Cows tending everyone knows, but he has written a book. So, better, you are a rascal cow, give it to your mother, and she will tend to learn. Thank you. Really, everything is all right. Somebody is taking Jesus' prayer or something. You know, what is the use of writing book? Everything is all right. They may stretch, whatever they like. Well, why you are fond of becoming a big preacher? Let them accept whatever they like.
But some people have a hard time getting what they like, therefore we like to help them. We feel it is our duty as human beings to help them.
But the duty is that people that go to your mother.
If everything is all right, then my preaching that is also all right. Everything is all right, so then what is wrong with my preaching then?
Your preaching is all right, so provided it is good. But when everything is good, then what is it? Your preaching is good.
Then that is
not something.
That is not good.
We are preaching. This is actually good for us. You must know what it is. And what is the ultimate goal of life? This is yoga. Material preaching has no value. That is stated in the teaching of Sutta. This is good, this is bad, this is all mental content. Actually, the real good is he has forgotten God, revive his consciousness. Then he is saved from the so-called good and bad and everything. That is all. Materially, everything is one man's food and another man's food. Therefore, there is no distinction. This is good, this is bad. This food is very bad. Bad smell for you, but it is good for you. Thick. Oh, one man's food and another poison. So, this is all a mental conversation. This is good, this is bad. Everything is good, everything is bad. The real good for him that he has forgotten his spiritual identification, reviving to that concept. That is it. Just now, water, and maybe promote yourself friendship. No, don't do that. But in time you are going, the ducks as well as the angel jump on the water. So whether the water is good or bad, it is all relative. Don't bother about this good and bad. It is simply mental focus.
Is that way, the man will not like this kind of job. Therefore, there must be division of love. That is, chatted for no man.
He is a Shudra. He does not want to produce his own food. If you give him some salary, then he's. And then you have the flowers. If you give him salary, he lets him stay.
Actually, in the West, more or less that system, the division system is accepted because we have businessmen, we have labor men, we have politicians, we have teachers and professors.
Is this Kane?
Kane?
My rapper?
See, this is the new rapper.
New rapper.
I got for you in Vrindavan. I got it in Delhi.
With that border?
No, that's this.
Oh.
See, there's two rappers.
Oh. Both out there, yes.
Yes.
He was talking about the Buddha Gita, says that if a man simply works for Krishna, he can come to the perfect stage. Is that perfect stage when he fixes his mind on Krishna, but is that achieved by the regular thinker? If a man simply works for Krishna for his whole life, yet he doesn't follow the regular principles,
then how he follows Krishna?
It's not possible.
That following Krishna, then how can marry the regular principles?
Just say they follow a few regular principles, like the basic four. No illicit sex, no meeting, no gambling, no intoxication. But they follow those four regular principles and just work for Krishna.
He doesn't follow the four principles?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's just one devotee in Sydney who works very hard for Krishna, but
he does not like artists,
I think, but he just likes to work hard all the time.
He follows the principles, but he doesn't go to Archie, maybe he doesn't chant his rounds, but he's working
real hard for Krishna.
Like Arjuna.
Like that. And his plea is that Krishna says
he needs harder.
Before then?
The plea is that Krishna says in the Gita, by working for me, won't you come to the professional stage?
Yeah.
But he's harder.
That means by working for me, eventually one will come to the point of following the principle.
Yes.
And not simply by working for me, you can do it. You'll advance to the other stages.
Just like if a man is working hard, but he will never become rich. Then what is he? Working hard means one must become rich.
Mm.
But if he does not become rich, simply working hard, then you must follow the religious. So to say, this is your honesty and service of this can be done. Association.
Stay up in